Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, Scotchos!
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na. What's the matter, Father Bacon and the Bacon?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, the sexiest jerk I know, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. And welcome, everybody. Hey, Matt.
Yes?
You remember, like, not too long ago, back in the day, when we did this show, like, at noon on Sundays?
Yes, I do. I miss those days, as a matter of fact.
Remember the crowds we would get?
They were pretty good. Yeah.
That was pretty nice, wasn't it? I'm not saying.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming anybody for the move to Saturday night.
No.
I mean, not blaming me, because, yeah.
No, because you had nothing to do with it.
I'm just saying.
Now, if
just
you think
saying.
About it, though, I had nothing to do with it either.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay. That's probably true.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
You know, Jay, you're right. I should have gotten a different job with different hours. Out of the blue.
You should have stood up to him. That's what
exactly.
You should have done.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should have said, we're not opening the beer mine until 2 o'clock.
Yes.
1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You could have made it by 1.
Yeah.
You know, just as you say goodbye and out the door. You didn't
exactly.
It. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. No. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I just, you know.
You don't blame
me just,
publicly.
No. Oh, well, I was just reminiscing a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So how you doing?
Yeah, fine. It was nice today at the beer mine, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Had a little incident last night.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, I can tell you exactly when it happened. It happened at 6:55 and 48 seconds.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M., Jay.
Okay.
Yeah. A guy comes in a copper-colored Cavalier.
Oh.
He wants 4 packs of Marlboro menthols, which I get dutifully and happily. I hand them to him, and he gives me his credit card. And as I turn around and take 2 steps into the office, maybe a step and a half, he peels out of there. So the card was probably not his. And
probably not.
No.
Although that would be pretty funny if it was his.
There's a lot of stupid people here. And let me tell you, Jay, the funny thing is, and he may be that stupid because evidently he came through earlier in the day when I wasn't there and Mike waited on him, drive-by Mikey. And the card went through. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, he's fuzzy. But here's the irony of the entire thing, Jay. At the time he came through, we have just gotten new security cameras, and the technicians there adjusting them all.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw the technician. Maybe he's wanted, and he saw the technician and just panicked.
No, he had this planned out because both his license plate, the back and the front, they were pinned up. He bent them up.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'll tell you
so
what.
So anyway, well, anyway, that's exciting. At least he didn't, like, you know, pull a gun on you or something like that.
No, but we're out $24.61. And thankfully, Mike's not...
That come out of your check?
Well, Mike's not making me pay for it, but he said, hey, could you come in a couple hours early next week?
Uh-huh. Wednesday, I'm sure. That's the day he wants you to come in.
Exactly.
You don't have anything going on Wednesdays, do you? No, it's good.
No. Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah.
But
all right, well, that is
exciting. And Mike.
Yeah. Speaking of Mike's, in the chat room.
I know.
Hi, Mike. St. Louis Mike is in the chat room.
Yeah, he is. Gateway Mike.
Yeah, he's a gateway drug.
Yes, he is. So, how's things down there in your redneck of the woods?
70 degrees today.
Really?
Downright warm.
What is it?
Downright warm here. They had turned the air on for a little while.
Did you really?
The apartment just gets so hot. South facing, got the sun beating down into the into the place.
Now, when you say you turn the air on, does that mean your two Asian Tina babies are fanning you?
No, unfortunately. It means air conditioning.
Because
I don't have personal service. Hey, like Mike said, it was 66 in St. Louis today.
Well, good for you guys. I'm glad you like
that. That's a nice warm day in St. Louis, a good day for people to get out, shoot at each other.
Wonderful.
Stuff like that.
You know, I'm going to be working tomorrow in 28-degree weather.
Ooh.
I think Monday, the high is supposed to be, 22. And then Tuesday, the high is going to be 15.
What? That sucks for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold. It's going to get cold here, too. Apparently, it's going to plummet all the way to like 40 degrees or something.
Oh, man, that is tough to take.
We'll be suffering, too.
Yeah.
We'll be struggling.
Yeah.
It'll be, if it gets much colder than 40, the antenna on my car will get stuck again.
I hope it does.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, no, I was being an asshole, Jay.
Well, you know what? I was an asshole today.
No way.
Yeah, I was. And a different kind of a way of being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Dollar General because it was such a beautiful day. Get out and about. So I was at Dollar General, and guy in front of me in line was asking the girl behind the register if they had any boxes because he and his wife were moving. And he'd gotten boxes from them before.
Right.
And as soon as he starts talking about that, I think, he should go and check at the liquor stores because liquor stores always have boxes. Right? And,
right.
You know, we've only had liquor stores here for like about 4 or 5 months, so he might not have thought of it. But I didn't tell him. That was really an idea. Because I just didn't want to.
Well, no. Because then he would have asked you directions and all this shit.
It could have gotten involved.
And it's taken up your time.
Exactly. It's kind of the solve world hunger, tell no one type of assholery.
You just like to keep to yourself, don't you?
Yeah. I have brilliant ideas, then I keep them to myself.
And then
I bet you
giggled when he left because
you
said to yourself, well, I could have told him that, but I didn't.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I was proud of myself. Oh, yeah. I bet you guys don't give people boxes if they ask, do you?
Oh, yeah.
At the beer man. Oh, ooh, really?
Oh, sure.
Kind of surprising.
The only thing
is. Surprising.
Yeah.
I thought that drive-by Mike would be like, you know, boxes. Oh, we sell those for 0.8 cents each to the recycler.
Well, no, the only thing is we rarely give a box away because, you know, I'm always hyped up on these energy drinks. And as soon as one is empty, I rip it up, baby.
And you just take it out and you throw it in the dumpster, fuel for the fire when the arsonist comes by.
Oh, yeah, we're going to top this thing off now that we have new cameras. We're going to catch this little bastard. For those of you who don't know, we have a little dumpster arsonist.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
He just likes to watch the world burn.
Yes.
And he sees all that cardboard, and he just can't resist.
No, he can't. And he really likes it on, like, Wednesday nights when I throw empty plastic holders of, you know, like 2 liters in there, because that plastic will burn for hours.
Right. It will, and it gives off toxic fumes, bad for the environment, added excitement.
Yep.
Hey, we've had some other people wandered into the chat room here.
Yeah, I know. That's nice to see. Thanks, guys. Got a few
guests. And hey, look who's here.
The lovely Jamie.
How you doing?
Hope she's getting audio this time.
Favorite Canadian.
Yes. Hey.
All right. So.
All week on the website, which you can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com, Jay and I were calling out all the assholes in the world.
We were. And you got to see what Mike just put in the chat room.
Yeah, I saw that. And I already knew that, actually.
As if there was one coming anyway, right?
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, new cameras of the beer mine. No raise from that man.
No, in fact, not only no raise, probably a reduction in pay.
You're going to have to cover those cameras.
Well, I
yourself.
Had to buy these cameras just so I could protect you, Matty boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if somebody guns you down, they'll have it on video.
That's right.
They'll probably post it to YouTube if it goes viral. That'd be a dick move right there.
Yeah, well. And like I said,
so anyway,
that's what we were talking about all week. And now it's time for, you know, we've made fun of other assholes in the world. It's time for Jay and I to come out of the asshole closet.
That's right. Do you remember the first asshole thing you ever did?
Yes, I do. It was actually in fifth grade.
Yep.
A friend of mine, his name was Steve Copenhaver. Bless his soul, he's passed away.
Copenhagen?
Copenhaver.
Oh, I'd have just called him Tobacco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, but he and I liked these two girls, so we came up with a ruse. Fifth grade, I would have been 11, so it was about 1977. We liked these two chicks named Jenny and Sue, and we came up with a fictional letter, and we told them we could somehow get them on the new Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, God.
We had a typewriter and everything. Even though the E dropped and it was not official looking at all, to a fifth grader it was.
In fifth grade, you're wandering up some girl in the cafeteria. Hey, I'm a producer.
Exactly.
I'm a talent agent here in town.
I'll tell you what. Jay, this is funny, and you guys stick with us. We'll get you on the Mickey Mouse Club and all that. And oh my God, they hate us to this day.
Well, I bet they do.
Well, I know they were so embarrassed when they found out that it was a ruse.
I kind of hate you for doing it. That was really.
Why do I do? I hate myself for doing it. But you know, I was young. I needed the money.
Yeah, well, you were desperate for love.
Exactly.
Well, I was a little older my first time. I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I've told the story before, but it's still to this day is humiliating that I did this. And we had this girl in class, his name was Betsy, and I called her Betsy Wetsy. and the nickname stuck, and it was just not good. She's probably had to do all kinds of therapy since that. Very, very hateful.
Yeah.
Mean.
Well, terrible.
Yeah. So, and then I can remember one when I was in junior high, so it was probably like the next year or something. We're over in Yellville. My aunt and uncle's house, and my uncle is flipping through the channels. We're looking, you know, trying to find something to watch, and he stops on wheelchair basketball. Now, I don't know if they still have the wheelchair basketball.
Yeah, they do here anyway.
Okay, so we're watching that for a while, and it's pretty entertaining. It's pretty entertaining. And the guy gets the ball, and he's in his little wheelchair, right under the basket. And he throws it up, and he just bangs it off the bottom of the rim, misses it. And I say, oh, man, dude missed the Crip shot. And
it's not acceptable to call me a retard.
So anyway, I say, dude missed the Crip shot, and my uncle didn't think that was funny, and he turned the channel and said, we're not allowed to watch wheelchair basketball anymore because of me.
Because Jay ruined it.
Jay ruined it for everybody.
Way to go,
big
Jay.
Mouth. I know. To this day, everybody goes, man, wish I'd known how that wheelchair basketball game turned out.
Yeah, but they'll never know.
Mm-mm.
That's terrible.
I know. Just a hateful person like that.
When I was in junior high, one of the things we did, there was a horse field near where me and all my buddies were growing up, and they bought it out, and they were developing houses, and this Italian guy, his last name was Vasari, we were mad because he was developing the land because we liked to run through the field and all that, and he started building houses, and we would throw dirt clods through his drywall, and which is not good.
That's, you know, that's more like, you know, vandalism, man.
I know we'd be in jail today.
Criminal trespass.
Well, that was making no impact, Jay. So he lived down the street in the first house that he built, which was his, and we manufactured a fake bomb with batteries and a time clock and all that, and filled this little box with a time clock and batteries on it, and it was filled with peat moss, and inside of the box there was a note. It said, bang, wop, you're dead. See, why do you do these things?
You had to go with the racial slur even.
Yeah, sure we did.
Oh, man, that's wrong right there.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what would be great?
If we open the phone lines?
Hell yes.
Hell yes. And if you were ever a jerk and you have a story about it and you're willing to admit it, you can call in on the MCM Imports Hotline at 661-244-9852.
And who are our friends at MCM?
MCM's a wine importing company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, they import Bulgarian wines. They import a lot of stuff. They gave me a couple bottles today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, that must be nice.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it's nice, you know, that you were able to profit a little bit, a couple bottles of wine off of our hard work on this show and the website and all.
Well, they just asked me if I'd like a couple bottles of wine. I said, well, yeah.
You said, sure. And they said, hey, do you have a partner in this venture? And you said, no, not that I know of.
No, I didn't say that. I said, yes, I do, but you can send them both to me, and I'll make sure one of them gets to Jamie.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's what I said.
Uh-huh. Let's see how you are.
No, I mean, okay.
Yeah. No, that's okay. could somebody call in while I'm taking this knife out of my back? Boy.
It was happenstance, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
It was proximity. They're out of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had to bring them both up to Springfield, both bottles.
Mm-hmm. 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 I doubt that any of them know that I referred to Cincinnati as Shitsinnati. So, you know, you can't make that claim.
No, but I told them that. I said, oh, you don't want to send a bottle to him. He referred to it as Shitsinnati. I'm trying to open up here.
That's a pretty unfortunate opening up.
I'll send you a bottle, though.
No, that's okay. I don't want any.
You don't?
Not now. No, not now. Not if it's not from them directly.
You know, I would give them, I'll tell you what, Jay, it's called Flower Face Wine. It's pretty good. I give it
that's
one
pretty
man.
Up. That's a, you're drinking some pretty manly wine tonight.
I give them one thumbs up, but I can't give them two thumbs up because I don't have a second bottle. Once I get the second bottle,
they can get that second thumbs up, right?
Per our agreement, I will give them two thumbs up. And see, there you go. I'm being an asshole.
Well, you know, Matt, we had, you know, the big story here in the U.S. this week was, of course, the Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o and his fake dead girlfriend.
Yes.
Or dead fake girlfriend, however you want to say it. And it got me to thinking about people on the Internet, whether or not they're real or not. And, I mean, obviously, if they won't call into the show, they must be fake.
Exactly.
But I started thinking about people who are on social media who are, you know, trying to get with people or trying to, you know, I mean, you know, somebody gets on Twitter and they follow, like, you know, 835 lonely housewives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. And they're posting pictures of their really cute little kid and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that just to get the housewife to liking them and everything like that.
And
I just thought all
and these are probably good fathers, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exceptional fathers.
Oh, yeah, because they keep telling us what great fathers they are.
Yeah.
And, keep, you know, showing those pictures of the cute kid and what have you. And it suddenly hit me. Doc Knowles doesn't really have a son, does he?
No.
He's just found these pictures on some photography company's website somewhere, probably Russia. Yeah, little blue-eyed blonde kid. And he's using them. Using them to, you know, get busy with these chicks.
I notice he never mentions his wife.
Yeah, weird.
Loves his kids. Yeah.
And,
happily
and
married.
With his wife, though, he's a little,
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't even think he has that house. I think he lives in a little studio apartment somewhere. All by himself. And those pictures that he shows, you know, the grill with all that food on it. Yeah. He's a line cook.
God, that was pretty good. That was very good.
I think I got this dude figured out.
I wish I had my horn handy.
About here, you had a little dust up with someone on Twitter last night.
I did? Oh, my God, I did.
Damn.
Oh, dig this, Jay.
Okay.
One Mike Bova, he claims to be a comedian, and he was posting these, in quotation, funny tweets last night. And Mike Bova had the audacity to say, I have been posting funny tweets all night. You should follow me. I said, follow you? They're not all that funny. Would you like to know what Mike Bova said?
Sure.
Well, It's intelligent humor. I didn't expect you to get it. Maybe your show should be called We're Both Stupid.
Oh,
man. He's talking about that asshole right there.
That's totally uncalled for right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hurtful.
You weren't even involved, and yet he drug you into it.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he unfollowed me a long time ago.
I know he did.
He didn't need to be taking shots at me. He and I never had a cross word or anything like that.
No, he and I did, and yet he unfollowed you.
Yeah, that was a little weird, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, I tell you what, his show, if you want to check it out, it's called Funny Business Radio. And unfortunately, BTR has a character limit on show titles, so he had to drop the UN from the beginning of Funny.
Oh, he's awful.
So, well, anyway, you know, that's fine. Guy that, you know, I tried to be nice to him.
I know you did.
Unfollows me, takes a shot at me.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that I won't see it because I don't follow him. Well, he unfollowed me. And what he did was, when he unfollowed me, he blocked me and then unblocked me so that I wouldn't be following him anymore.
I tried to follow that.
It's clever. Well, no, see, if you block somebody, then they're no longer following you, right?
Uh-huh.
But then you unblock them, they're still not following you. You go in and say, oh, look, Mike Bova unfollowed me. I guess I'll unfollow him back.
Oh,
weird. It says I'm not following.
But he can keep tabs on you.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how these Italians work.
I guess so. These New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm.
People in New York. They're that way. So, well, anyway.
In fact, Jay, we have live, local, and late-breaking news. Mike Bova just posted on Twitter, you do a touchdown dance because your debit card went through for a groceries at Aldi. Oh, 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 God.
It is not acceptable to call me a retard.
He is amazing.
That is pretty hilarious. I mean, it doesn't sound like I'm laughing, but I am on the inside.
I know you are.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You can like him. He's very funny.
Yeah. So anyway.
Jesus Christ, Dour Mike's funnier than Mike Bova.
Dour Mike is a freaking riot.
Oh, God, he's classic.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny dude right there. So his wife's funny too.
Oh God!
And a lot more charming. I'm just saying. I don't want to be rude or anything, but
and a lot prettier too.
Uh huh.
And we got about 90 seconds left in the. I just said sex. I think it's been three. It's been
that
over
is good
three
wine.
Months, Jay.
That is good wine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I tell you, here's a pretty good dick move I pulled one time when I was in San Antonio, and I was working for a manufacturing company there, and things were a little bit slow, and so you were digging up things for people to do, keep them busy, so they could, you know, get paid, and we had a bunch of these little work tables that we roll around to different work areas for maintenance and technicians and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking pretty rough, and so we decided that they needed to be spray painted. And they'd be, you know, so they'd look nice again. So I assigned the Mexicans to do that.
They're very thorough.
Well, they have experience with it. And don't think they didn't notice.
Did you tell them it didn't have to be artful? We just wanted to work out.
Well, no, I kind of said, now look, when I say spray paint these tables, I mean paint the whole table, not tag, okay?
Why does the middle of the table have a picture of Che Guevara on it?
Why does it have all these gang symbols all over it? Come on, guys. So anyway, that was funny till I got fired. I'm kidding. So, well, I tell you what, we had some great guests last year on the show.
Yeah.
And
I know where this is going.
the first big one was Carrie Welch, who was former executive with Food Network.
Yeah, awesome.
And she was fantastic, and we were good. We did
yes,
a good job.
We were well
very
behaved.
Professional. We were well behaved, and it took everything we had in us to do that, because during the old show prep session, maybe we weren't quite as well behaved. Because I pretty distinctly remember that Carrie is, of course, a lesbian. We love lesbians, and lesbians
oh, sure.
love us. And, I mean, they love us big time.
Mm-hmm.
But we did discuss the fact that we should ask her how much she likes fish tacos.
Yes, we did.
And her wife being Asian, thought about, you know, talking about how she and I have something in common.
Uh-huh.
We love the Asian girls, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about how much she loves sushi. But we didn't do it, though, did we, Matt?
No, we didn't. But then it all exploded, and we talked about it later. What happened, Jay? On the show.
Well, first of all, she baited us throughout the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we never took it. But
no,
she talked about
I think she was testing us.
Because we were talking about food preparing foods and talking about you know, like I was talking about, I think, Ann Burrell and all the salt she dumps into everything she makes.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie said, "My wife calls me a big salt lick."
Yes.
And we both went silent.
Until we had the after show call. Which was unacceptable. We just should have said she was doing a fine job.
Right. We should have, you know, yeah.
Instead,
yeah. And then she
instead
talked.
Instead, we
then,
both said to each other, "I was ready to hop all over that."
Yeah. And then, of course, she also came back with the, you know, saying how much she hates the pig in the blanket, and afraid of weenies and
yeah.
you know, stuff like
hates,
that. So
hates
she,
the weenies.
She definitely, yeah, she was pushing it.
She wasn't pushing it. She was pushing us. It took all we had.
It did. And I tell you what, you know, I was thinking about that. And, of course, leading up to that show, our good friend, Ms. Schmoop, basically said that we wouldn't be able to do it, that we wouldn't make it. We would say something. We would
mm-hmm.
do something during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we bragged for weeks about how we showed her.
Exactly.
And it suddenly hit me one day that she might have been pulling the old double reverse psychology on us there.
No. She really and truly thought we could not handle ourselves. And, you know, that's kind of hurtful.
It is. It is a little hurtful.
She makes fun of us often. And yet she claims to love us.
I know. That's unbelievable. We don't make fun of people we love.
No. We have never made fun of her. We have never made fun of her tube.
Hello, tube. Can't make fun of that.
We have never made fun of Miss or Dana or Mike.
No, we've never we didn't title one of our shows Cussing the Lettuce. Oh, wait,
no.
We did.
And I'll tell you what, Jay, another thing I never did was shove Nancy Baker into the ice machine when I worked at parties in high school. Okay, maybe I did, but she looked hot. And actually, when I took her out of the ice machine, she said, you know, that felt really good because it's hot outside, but
uh-huh.
the ice chunks on my forehead kind of hurt.
Excellent. Well, you know what I've never done?
What?
I never sat there eating my lunch at the counter at Waffle House while one of the waitresses was robbing the place.
And what did you do?
Well, then the other waitress came out and saw her. She was cleaning out the till, and
yeah.
they got into a little shoving match, and I stepped aside to make sure they had room.
Oh, my God.
And then she finally got loose, and she left, and the other one ran back into the back and got the cook or slash manager or whatever, you know. And he came out, and I paid for my lunch and
What did you have that day?
Oh, I just had burger and fries or whatever.
Was it pretty good?
It was good. It was well, yeah, it was excellent.
Well,
it was
there you go.
An
did you leave
lunch.
A compliment?
I left a tip. And I really, really, really wanted to say, hey, did she leave enough in there for you to make change?
God.
But that dude was big. That cook, man. So anyway, I left before the, you know, police got there, and, you know, God, it would have taken all afternoon the police report and
That would have taken up your whole day.
Oh yeah, I'm a busy man. I have things to do.
I know you do.
And you know, I don't like to get involved in other people's stuff.
Right.
Other people's business, so, you know. Anyway, that was a good time.
Of course it was.
A couple hot chicks getting into a fight there. And you know they were hot because they're waitresses at Waffle House. This was in Little Rock.
I think I'm pretty much on the up and up. However, my neighbor across the hall, he doesn't think so.
But now this is the Nazi?
Yeah, this would be little Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, never said a bad thing about him either.
No, you haven't. You'd like to.
I ignored his friend request. But
yes, I know.
That was a bit of a dick move, but yeah. But it's okay. You know why it's okay?
Why
because
is that?
Other people have ignored my friend requests.
Yes.
And even though they ignored my friend request, I was perfectly nice to them when they came on the show, wasn't
exactly.
I?
Exactly.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
there.
West Coast Cat, if you're listening.
You were terrific.
You were great. You were great.
A little hurtful, but, you know. And, again, that was another tough day for us.
Oh, God, that was hard.
I mean,
that was tough.
Human trafficking, boy, there's a target-rich environment for us right there.
No.
You know, there could have been dead hooker in the trunk jokes galore.
Well, I'll tell you what, little Jimmy, he thinks I'm an asshole. Which,
really?
Yeah, I find ironic.
Well, well, how about that?
Yeah, he's called me the biggest freak of nature he knows, and he's also called me a liberal jerk, but I'll tell you what, the worst thing he says, you are the most sarcastic prick I've ever known, and I don't get that.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
I know.
The prick part doesn't really bother you, I'm sure.
And I think it all stems from the time when he came over here. He asked me on Facebook, hey, can I come across the hall and have a beer with you? And he came in, he sat down, he's drinking a beer. And then he started talking, and I said, you can have a beer, but I didn't say you could talk.
And he took that a little personally, did he?
Yeah, a little.
That's unfortunate.
And then he whipped out his AK-47. I said, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that hurt his feelings even more.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, here's one little note that I made for my show prep. A certain person, I believe, well, you unfollowed her a long time ago. And I still follow her on Twitter and on Facebook. And last name is Bullard. And I believe I may be more like Dullard. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's uncalled for right there. Because I bet she got that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you know, I bet she got that growing up from everybody.
Yeah, well, she should, because she's a horrid human being.
See, that's a little extreme.
No, it's not. Like
that. A little extreme.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you what, Jay, and I wrote this down. There's a fine line between truth and sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And
that's deep thought right there.
No, it actually is. Just saying. That is a horrid human being.
There are a lot of people who don't get sarcasm.
No, they don't.
They'll get satire. They take everything so seriously. They take this whole show seriously.
Which they should.
Except Mike Bova doesn't take this seriously.
Oh, God. You know. Oh, that boy's going down.
Well, I guess you need a hobby.
I do. I need gold.
Since Greg Gutfield won't respond to you anymore. Or Charlie Daniels.
I've had a lot of famous people respond to me once.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. I've only had one famous person block me on Twitter. He's not really
that
famous.
Who
was that? Scott Robb. Scott Robb, he's a sports writer for, I think he writes for Slate. Anyway, he blocked me. He blocked me, although he's pretty clear. He was working for somebody else. And when he moved over to Slate, because he's not very bright, he thought he had to create a whole new Twitter page, or Twitter, and didn't know that he could just change his Twitter handle. Because Twitter is way too complicated for that Neanderthal.
Ooh.
Anyway, he did, at least when he created the new one, remember to block me on the new one.
Wow, so man, he must really
that.
Hate you.
No, I don't even remember what I said to him. It must have been a good one. I wish I'd have printed it out and framed it.
All right.
Well, there we go. We got about a minute and a half left.
Yep.
Another classic episode.
I know.
I'm stupid.
Well, we'll be the judges of that.
Don't forget to tune in Wednesday, 11 a.m., probably. Another show.
It's going to be classic. And Monday,
whatever.
The third Monday of every year is the unhappiest day of the year.
It is.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah.
And the, well, I'm sorry.
The NRA member,
today
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Today was actually his birthday and Robert E. Lee's birthday.
Of course it was.
And, of course, the inauguration is Monday.
Yep.
So that ought to be a lot of great racism flowing on Twitter for that.
Oh, I'm sure I'll hear it through the beer mine.
Yeah. All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah. Enjoy your wine, asshole.
Jerk.
I'm drinking Pepsi, because I didn't get wine.